from KQED.
Given the size of the deficit, there's widespread agreement Brown's budget has to be brutal if it's going to make a credible stab at balancing the state's books. But healthcare providers say $2 billion is too much to cut from Medi-Cal, which serves California's poor and disabled. Kelly Weiss reports from Sacramento.
The governor's budget proposal raises several red flags for Dr. Tom Ballsball at the UC Davis Medical Center.
The people who would be most affected would be those with chronic illnesses and disabled patients.
The budget plan would limit prescription drugs for adults on Medi-Cal to no more than 6 a month, except for life-saving medicines, and doctor visits to 10 a year. But Ballsball says that's not a sufficient level of service for those suffering from serious illnesses.
For instance, a patient with diabetes who has a foot ulcer, that in itself may need to be checked every 2 or 3 days in the office. And in a 2 or 3 week period of time, a patient could have 6 visits to reduce the chances of amputation.
Under Governor Brown's budget, patients would also have to pay more for services like emergency room visits, and Brown wants the state to pay lower rates to providers who see Medi-Cal patients. Ballsball says the changes would prompt doctors to drop out of the already struggling program. Anthony Wright with the consumer advocacy group Health Access California says patients have faced these cuts before, but he says
this feels like it could be a lot more real.
During the Schwarzenegger administration, lawmakers agreed to eliminate adult Medi-Cal benefits like dental care and podiatry, and they slashed funding for safety net clinics. Now Wright says the legislature has few other places to cut.
These cuts have been proposed before. What's scary is that while these cuts have been rejected, other cuts have been made, and so this is what's left.
The easy solutions, if you can call them easy, to close a budget gap of this magnitude are well into the rearview mirror.
That's H.D. Palmer with the Department of Finance. He points to another reason behind the Medi-Cal cuts. Almost $4 billion in federal stimulus funds for the program run out this summer.
Most, if not all, of the one-time solutions are gone. The solutions that did not pan out in terms of the savings have come and gone. And so we are at the point where we need to make difficult decisions as if we're going to get this state, back on solid fiscal footing.
The cuts still face review in the legislature and by the federal government, which must approve some of the changes. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.